And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
I just want to thank you, Lord, for always being there. For there have been times, Lord, when I was so down and out. So I'll just take a minute here to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you.
I just want to thank you, Lord. That is being sung for you by the Singing Echoes out of Cleveland, Tennessee. That takes us back in time. And I remember many years ago, my wife said, when I die, I want that song sung at my funeral. Well, she hadn't died yet, so she hadn't been sung at her funeral yet. But been friends with the Singing Echoes for many, many, many years. Love those folk, and they do a great job. And of course, Leela, singing the lead there, she's with the Lord and her husband, Max. And but I've had a lot of great services and great times with the Singing Echoes out of Cleveland, Tennessee. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be around here with you for a little while, and I'd sure love to hear from you. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. You can call me if you'd like to. My cell phone number is 828-778-3350. That's 828-778-3350. The email is itsgospeltime@yahoo.com. itsgospeltime. The three words, It's Gospel Time, all put into one word, and lowercase at yahoo.com. itsgospeltime. It's Gospel Time at yahoo.com. Many of our listeners have found us on Facebook by just using my name in Weaverville, North Carolina, and we're always happy to have you as a friend on the Facebook. Well, I do want to mention one more time, we're about halfway, or maybe a little more than halfway now, on getting the money raised for the bathroom for the little handicapped boy at our church. And if you would like to help with that, you can make your checks payable to Cedar Hill, two words, Cedar Hill Church, and mail it to me at Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. We've had a couple of churches in Ohio that has donated, and there's a lot of other churches that people listen to this radio program, and all the money will go to help put a bathroom in for Christian. He spells it with a K, or they spell it with a K, K-H-R-I-S-T-I-N, Christian Adkins. And Christian is 18 years old, weighs about 95 pounds, somewhere about there. And from his bedroom to the closest bathroom is up 7 steps. So when he was a little fella, his mom didn't, it was okay to carry him up steps. When she was younger, she's, I believe, 50 years old. And when he was 30, 40 pounds, big difference. But be praying about it. We've tried all the government agencies, and all of them turned us down. Every one of them turned us down. And so we're appealing to God's people. And if you'd like to call me about it just to see where we are before you would mail a check, then feel free to do that at 828-778-3350, 828-778-3350. Let me encourage you to be found faithful to a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, Bible-practicing church. I encourage you to be found faithful to church, and the Word encourages that, and so much the more as we see the end of time approaching, and it's we're seeing such a great falling away in the conservative, traditional King James Bible churches, and that's all I use, the King James Bible. It seemed like there's a falling away. Every town or every state that I talk to pastors and in our area, the big mega churches that dress anyway, do anything, carry any Bible, and the conservative traditional churches, the old time churches, seems to be falling by the wayside. But thank God, He is blessing us, and we're having around 60 people on Sunday morning, and we're thankful for that. Of course, I'd like to have 600 if God led that way, but you pray. And I still believe God has a plan for His people. All right, well, I'm just jabbering along here, and I need to move along and have a scripture reading for today in the book of Nehemiah, chapter number 6. Nehemiah, chapter number 6. We'll pick up reading in verse number 10, finish out the chapter. Alexander Scorby's reading from the King James Version of the Bible.
Afterward, I came unto the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, the son of Mehetabeel, who was shut up. And he said, Let us meet together in the house of God within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple. For they will come to slay thee. Yea, in the night will they come to slay thee. And I said, Should such a man as I flee? And who is there that, being as I am, would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in. And lo, I perceived that God had not sent him, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me. For Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. Therefore was he hired, that I should be afraid, and do so, and sin, and that they might have matter for an evil report, that they might reproach me. My God, think thou upon Tobiah and Sanballat according to these their works, and on the prophetess Noadiah, and the rest of the prophets that would have put me in fear. So the wall was finished. In the 25th day of the month Elul, in 52 days. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. Moreover, in those days the nobles of Judah sent many letters unto Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came unto them. For there were many in Judah sworn unto him, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah the son of Era, and his son Johanan had taken the daughter of Meshullam the son of Berechiah. Also, they reported his good deeds before me, and uttered my words to him. And Tobiah sent letters to put me in fear.
Thankful for the sunshine, thankful for the rain, thankful for the snowflake, for the flowers in spring. Thankful thou wilt answer when in trouble I pray. Thankful, dear Lord, every day. I know I'm not worthy, but thankful am I to know I'm thy servant. thou won't pass me by. Thankful for the heartache, thankful for the pain, thankful for faith, lest my prayers be in vain. Thankful for the teardrops that appear when I weep. Thankful for the smile when I sleep. To know I'm thy servant, thou won't pass me by. Thankful for the heartache, thankful for the pain, thankful for faith, lest my prayers be in vain. For the teardrop when in trouble I weep. Thankful for the smile when I sleep.
Thankful. That's sung for you by Larry Stevenson here on It's Gospel Time. Sure hope you enjoyed that one. And here it is, the week of Thanksgiving, and I sure hope that you are thankful. Here's a Primitive Quartet.
I've been places I shall always remember, where God's beauty shined in bright array. But the place of which I'm trying to tell you is real to me as if it were yesterday.
Oh, yes, I have a place anchored deep in my heart.
I can take you to where I got saved.
Without any doubt, that old man walked out. I have a place I can tell you about.
Since the moment I fully surrendered and I gave it all to my Lord, a cleansing within me came flooding, giving joy this old world can't afford. The old church house no longer stands there, it's just a place by the side of the road. But the memory always will thrill me. Praise the Lord, I'm so glad we can know.
Oh, yes, I have a place anchored deep in my heart.
I can take you to where I got saved.
Without any doubt, that old man walked out. I have a place I can tell you about. Without any doubt, that old man walked out. I have a place I can tell you about.
I have a place. That is the Primitive Quartet off their new CD. Great song. Hope you enjoyed it here on It's Gospel Time. Well, we're going to take a little short break, and then following the break, we'll come back in and have you some more great gospel music. Please stay around with us. We'll be back right after this.